HarperCollins presents A Flash of Fireflies by Aisha Bushby, read by Julian Amir. Once upon a time, there was a girl who lived in a desert home with her parents. Her favorite thing to do on a hot summer's day was to count the ants that crawled along her courtyard garden, one by one, until they disappeared into a crack in the wall of her concrete home. While she counted, she sang a song. The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one. The little one stops to suck his thumb. And they all march down to the ground for to get out of the rain. Boom, boom, boom. At the last line, she would clap three times before moving on to the next verse. Sometimes she would do this for hours and hours until the sun disappeared and she could no longer see the ants. Until the winds arrived and she was cold inside for fear of catching a cold. One day, while the girl was counting, a different sort of creature landed in front of her. A firefly, followed by a second and a third. They began to sing the song along with her, until she found herself marching after them. They formed a crack in the wall, just like the ones she had watched the ants crawl through, and as it grew larger and larger, she followed them into it. Only the girl and the fireflies knew what lay in the crack beyond the wall, and she returned home soon after, filled with stories of quests and whispering voices in a magical forest. Her parents entertained her tales because, after all, children have wild imaginations, but neither of them believed the stories, because they sounded like something out of a fairy tale. Not long after, the girl's stories turned to nightmares. She spoke of three fireflies that visited her night after night, and each time they scratched at her skin. Her parents grew worried because they saw the marks on her hands like ink spots on a map, and so they told her to let them know whenever the fireflies arrived. They even sought help from those with experience in such matters, and it worked. The spell was broken and the fireflies no longer bothered the child. Soon after, life carried on, and the girl's memories faded like the scratches on her skin. She forgot about the ants and the fireflies, and she played games of a different sort. Games that gave her grazed knees and arms, but no scratches on her hands for her parents to worry about. One day, the girl's life changed. As sudden as a rain cloud arriving on a sunny day. And the past her parents had worked so hard to bury dug itself back out, ready to claim her again. Chapter 1. I cling onto Dad the hardest, mainly because I know he's the weaker link. Please, 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 can I stay with you? I ask. Mama sighs impatiently. We've been over this, Yaelbi. You'll only be without us for a few weeks. It's going to be manic here, but very boring for you with a house full of boxes. We want you to get settled before you start school in September. I can't believe you expect me to go live with a stranger in a whole new country, I say accusingly, still hugging Dad, who hasn't tried to let go yet. Either. He's gone completely silent. I can practically hear Mama roll her eyes. Your aunt raised your father from when he was a young child, right up until he left to travel. She's as much a part of our family as you. Honestly, Hazel. So what? Should I call her Mama too? I ask, scrunching up my face. I'm not sure I'm ready to be alone with my great aunt all summer. If you like, then yes. Mama starts to laugh now, letting out a snort. It'll give me a bit of a break. Maybe I can
Sample complete. Ready to continue?